the analytical way.
Took one yesterday, trying to get it done today.
I didn't mind how I only grabbed it once in a while.
That's my friend.
Friend, I'm out of
date.
I'm going to get the rotten apples. I'm going to get the rotten apples.
Oh, boy.
Is that just an estimate or is that a calculation?
Well, Avogadro came up with that number. I'm
oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Avogadro's number. Must be at least that many.
Good handwriting,
John. Yeah.
Those huge pieces of
chalk. Industrial strength chalk. For writing Hebrew characters.
Yeah. I know it's all excited, but it's a huge chalk all over the place.
It must have got a special purse.
Hey, I got a deal for you.
Yeah, right.
This chalk lasts twice as long. It costs half as much.
Hopefully it won't. Can I be right?
Hopefully it won't break as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason.
Have you ever done that experiment with breaking chalk, taking a brand new piece of chalk and dropping it on the floor?
No, I don't think so.
It breaks into three pieces.
Always three.
Not always.
Well, you know, once in a while there's little tiny fragments, but almost invariably it's three pieces of a brand new fresh piece of chalk. And it has something in it. There's something
to the group. Yeah, one chalk, three pieces.
Another confirmation of the Trinity. Yeah.
Well, I had to plot that one.
Good. The rest of these guys are going to have to send them through the class again.
Apologetics class to present that argument.
Yeah, right. They'll have you for breakfast.
There's a physical explanation for it, but
it may have something to do with the probability of zero of having it land flat. And so, although you could just have it break once.
I'm
skeptical.
Left side, right side has a drop.
Yeah. How many
I've
boxes?
I don't know.
Well, let's
talk
one side. Mm-hmm. No, Brandon, you drop. That's really a full-length piece. Just drop a brand new leather box.
That's the kind of thing I have to
do. Yeah, you learn strangest things in Bible college.
Why do you think there's so many little characters in here? That's right. QED.
Exodus 12. And what verse? I think I've got my marker the wrong place.
9 is the last
time. Oh, maybe that is right. Okay. Okay. I think we're right. Okay. We did 9. Okay. That's right. Where we are. We're at 10. At verse 10. We didn't do verse 10. So, John, you want to do the honors? Unless somebody remembers where we left off. Or...
Oh, I was in the...
You were up?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll let you go if you want. You don't mind, John?
No.
Okay.
I think that really was the
last. Yeah. Verse 10. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Exodus
12, verse 10.
12. Okay. Lo, the Hebrew, Menenu, Ad, Gokur, Beha, Nothar, Menenu Ad Boker Baish Tisrofu.
Tisrofu. Tisrofu. Mm-hmm.
Tisrofu.
Right, you got it. Now if you remember what it means.
Okay. I wish I could remember the context. I have a.
Okay, we're talking about the lamb that they're going to offer for Passover, and it was not to be, it had to be roasted and not boiled. That was the previous verse.
Okay, and No tar, is that a whole
song? Let's see. They get, you shall not leave.
You shall not leave from it.
It looks like a hiphil. Got the hirik yod in there.
Yeah.
Probably a one yod hiphil, probably is what my guess would be. Probably from Yathar. I'm going to check it.
You shall not leave from it until morning.
Mm-hmm. And now this...
It has the same word, no far. Is it a one noon?
Is it a one noon?
No, it's a one yod.
One yod, okay.
It's a hiphil future from Yathar.
Mm-hmm. From Yathar, okay. And this hey notar, I bet it comes from the same root though somehow. It means that which is left, you know, the thing left.
That which is left from it. Warning. I missed something. You shall not.
It's kind of redundant here.
Oh, okay. Until morning.
And that which is left from it until morning.
In the fire you will burn it.
Yes, in the fire you will burn it. Okay. Good. So you shall not leave any of it until morning, and that which is left from it until morning, you shall burn the fire. That's kind of an interesting command. You should not do this, but what's left, you'll burn. You know? But the point is that what you didn't eat, you're not going to have any of it left in the house in the morning. So if you didn't eat it, you burn it. Okay, verse 11 then, unless there's questions. Yeah, that may be good to check that, see if it's from the same root somehow. It doesn't, unless it's a nifal, that which is left. It could be a path, it could be a nifal participle or some crazy thing like that. Yeah, the left thing or something like that, but I'm thinking that which is left. Did he just give it as a noun then?
No, nifal.
Nifal. From Yathar, from the same verb, huh? Okay, that's what it is. Nifal participle. Yeah, see.
Right.
You get kind of good at this after a while, I'm guessing. Good.
So verse 11.
Verse 11.
Wakaka tokalu also matnekem havurim galekem barakli barakleikem u makalekem.
Umakalkin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Shua on the first one? Kuyed. Is that Kiyed Kem or Kuyed Kem? That's Kuyed Kem, I guess. It looks like a base to me.
Oh, is that a base? Oh.
Yeah. Base Shua. Oh. Biyed Kem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yet Kim wa akal tem also the he hazon.
Mm-hmm.
Pesach.
Yes, Pesach.
Who life my who
else is there's a no, that's just name Yahweh.
Well,
Yahweh. It's kind of tricky because they put a pasach
oh,
there.
Yeah,
you actually pronounce it a Shua if you pronounce Yahweh, or you'd say Ladonai if you're a Jew.
I didn't recognize the comments below in the Olam Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, the comments below, they probably normally don't stick it on, but that might have been just for because it was in pause that they put it on. I don't know.
Okay. And thus you shall eat it.
It means loins.
The loins.
And then you have participle here. It means girded, with your loins girded.
Oh, I see.
With, you understand. Thus you shall eat it, your loins girded.
So all your loins, and then hagur. Hagurim would be girded?
Yeah, participle for passive participle.
Okay. Your loins girded.
Mm-hmm.
And
This is for sandals. It's a word for sandals.
Oh, really? Okay. And your sandals?
Mm-hmm.
In your feet.
Right, your sandals in your feet. Okay.
Strange.
Yeah. And this is the word for staff. So your staff.
Your staff in your hand.
Right.
And they shall eat it.
Yeah, you shall eat it.
It's you again?
Yeah.
Tim?
Tim. Well, let's see.
That's right.
Tim. Okay.
Tim.
Yeah, I'll call Tim.
Mm-hmm. Tim. You shall eat it in...
This means haste.
Haste.
In haste.
In haste.
Pesach. Pesach is Passover.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Not Easter. Okay. Just to remind the King James translators, they did that once in the New Testament for Pascha. And they translated Easter in one place in Acts.
This Passover to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Or yes.
Well, it's kind of.
Yeah, you've got a demonstrative. So, well, let's see. A Passover it is to Yahweh.
Passover.
It is a Passover to Yahweh. The who is just—it's kind of emphatic, but I guess it's not really demonstrative. No. Or you could make it that is the Passover to Yahweh, I suppose. Or it is the Passover to Yahweh.
A Passover it is to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. A Passover it is to Yahweh. Now, that's a good way to put it. All right. Any other questions there? Mostly vocabulary there with sandals and feet and loins. And we had feet before, regal. So, raglihem. Oh, so you've got, and you've got your suffixes, your second person masculine singular plural suffixes all the way through here, both on nouns and on verbs. Okay, verse 12 then. Tony, you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah,
okay. No transition creatures between the forms then. Yeah, I did. I just been doing some study in evolution, so.
Oh. Whatever it seems, the earth is drying on a lake,
left. How's that? Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Yeah, what a KP. What a KP.
Cold, the cooler at the core.
Mm-hmm.
The earth, the strength, the Adam, the Ab, the Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not done yet. Mm-hmm.
Elohim, Israel, Eseh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eseh. Mm-hmm.
Shebatim.
Mm-hmm.
Ani Yahweh.
Okay. Ani Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Ani. Mm-hmm. Avar is to cross or pass, you know, to cross.
You
might translate pass just to keep the idea of Passover, maybe.
You will pass over.
Or pass through, you know. The, well, yeah, we've got in the land of Egypt. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will pass through or pass. I will make a pass in the land of Egypt, I suppose.
This night.
Mm-hmm.
And
this was a hifil. I will smite. Hikka, I think we had it.
Hikka.
Yeah, is it Hikka?
1A and 3A.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was. That's where you get that hieroglyph in there. I think it was Hikka, wasn't it? It was an unusual hifil. Yeah, and I will smite.
I will smite.
Mm-hmm.
Each firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
From a man.
I think it's making Turk speaking genetic, yeah. Generically.
Yeah, from man.
From what follows.
And unto beast.
Mm-hmm. From and, man and unto beast.
In each God in Egypt.
Yeah, I will make or do. They give execute here in this case because of what follows. But you see, it's do. It's from us. Yeah, Shaphat, remember Shofet, judge, and Shaphat to judge. This is judgments, things judged. So I will execute judgments, or I will make judgments, do judgments. And then you make a pause there, Ani Yahweh. It's kind of a.
Why would you make a pause?
Well, because it says, I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh. Ani is I. Yahweh. In other words, I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh.
Yeah,
it's very emphatic with the Ani there. I am Yahweh. Okay.
They can always do an I, even I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh will do this. Not King James this time, but I think it's
that
same thing. Ani.
Yeah. In Hebrew, they might even have two Anis there in places like that. Yeah. I have to check that.
Well, you kind of do it in
your... Or maybe they're just trying to get the emphatic.
Got the first person.
Yeah. They might have the verb form there and then have the pronoun stated separately and then want to do it that way there, too. Okay. Any other questions there? You've got the preposition bath there. It's literally, in all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. But we might say upon, upon all them.
It's the purpose.
Yeah, in the realm of their, it's like he's moving in and getting right into them and starting to do judgments on them, And of course, that gives you some hint as to what the plagues have been all about. Okay. Any other questions on verse 12? Okay, verse 13. Eric.
And two questions.
Yes.
And the last process of all is translated to the last process, and I'm going to have to look at it.
Okay, fine.
And the God will be to you to assign upon.
Read the Hebrew first.
Oh.
Or you could do it second if you want. I don't care.
Hayah Adam Bathim, the old Al Abatim, the chair of them, Sham.
Okay.
The God will be to you for a sign or to a sign upon the houses which you are there.
Mm-hmm. So upon the houses in which you were there, it's kind of resumptive a little bit, but the houses in which you are, I suppose.
And I will see the blood and I will pass upon you, and not in you will be naked.
Plague.
Oh.
The plague will not be in you, or on you.
And a plague will not be in you to anoint.
Okay. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, this is a participle. The name is a participle prefix. So it's a hifil from shachat, I think, to destroy. So. And this is what we haven't seen in a while. We did cover it. It's we've got a possessive suffix on an infinitive construct. So, literally in my smiting, or when I smite. From Hikka, yeah. In my smiting in the land of Egypt, when I smite in the land of Egypt. Yes.
What was Negev?
Negev is plague they give here. I'm just looking at the interlinear.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the word. They give it plague here. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's with a bait. Well, let's see. Any questions there? Yes, I'm sure it is. You might double check that too. This it almost I can't see what else it could be other than a hifiel participle from shachat, with the preposition lamed. I may be surprised, but that's what I would bet.
The nagav has the idea to strike or to smite with the hand, and thus in the noun form to play.
Lots of verbs for smiting, striking, hitting, killing. Really a lot of variety there. Shows you something about the history of the Jews. Yeah. Yeah, check that shachat there. Another and for destroy, all kinds of verbs for destroy. Okay, while he's doing that, Bryce will go ahead with verse 14. We'll check on that later.
Okay.
The Yahweh again. Just
the Yahweh.
Yeah, they're just using Adonai, so.
Oh.
Just pretend it's a Shua under the Lama.
Not,
the door will fake him.
Kaguru. This day will be to you to remember?
Yeah, to a memorial, I guess. They give it a remembrance or a memorial.
A memorial.
I think remember, they got a paragogic nun, looks like. Well, no, maybe no, that may be just part of the noun.
Well, the car is the
car. The car is to remember, yeah. So it's the caron. Yeah, it's probably just a thing remembered, a noun built from that. Doesn't look like it's built from a participle or anything. So they give it a memorial. So this day shall be to you for a memorial.
And, I
forget what chag is. Okay, chag is a feast, and then this is a verb form of it.
Okay.
And so it's, you shall celebrate.
You
shall feast a feast almost, you know.
It
as a feast,
as
yeah.
To Yahweh.
Mm hmm. Almost generations to your generations throughout your generations, probably is an idea.
Throughout your generation, here's my 30.
Okay. This they give as a law. Now it may be as a law or as an ordinance, or you know.
As an ordinance.
Statute. Mm.
Forever. This is speaking, isn't it?
No. Well, it's built from that, but it's a verb form. So as a law forever, as an ordinance forever, or statute forever, you shall celebrate it.
Okay.
You shall feast it. You know, you don't really want to say feast as a verb in English, but celebrate might be good. Okay. All right, so it should be a something celebrated forever. This is a kind of a good point. This, from a theological standpoint, Seventh-day Adventists will often argue that the Sabbath law was a law forever, and it was one of the Ten Commandments. And on that basis, we should keep the Sabbath today. If you follow that reasoning, we must also keep the Passover today, because that's exactly what it says here. You shall celebrate it forever. So, and I say to both of them, we're still celebrating it. The real thing that they were pointing to.
What was Chag?
Chag is feast. Yeah, holy day or feast.
As for the mash, he, it's a noun with a long prefix from shachat.
Okay.
To be defiled.
To be defiled.
Or corrupted.
Okay, and so that's called a noun instead of a participle, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Probably derived from a participle, but. That's funny, because they put a preposition lama on it, and it almost it looks just like an infinitive function there. Yeah, but it wouldn't be an infinitive. Yeah, okay, I see your point. So just a noun, and so it means destruction or something like that, or defilement, or.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To be corrupted.
To be corrupted. Okay. All right. Any other questions? On this verse, on verse 14. All right, verse 15, who's next? Doug? Yeah, pronounce it ha-hi there, just I guess about all you can do, because it's an older form of the form with yod, so ha-hi. Yeah, ma-yisrael. Ma-yisrael. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, we got some new vocabulary here. Okay, Shabbat Yamim. Yeah, 7 days. It's the number seven. So, 7 days. This is. Yes, right. Shabbat is in construct. It's one of the ways to put numbers. Sometimes you see them construct, sometimes not. So 7 days, and this is matzoth, is unleavened bread.
Okay, 7 days,
unleavened bread. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, they give indeed here. It's kind of a little particle here. Yeah, it's kind of indeed, on the first day indeed, or something like that. This is to cause to cease. Now this is from Shabbat, and this is a hifil form. So on the first day you shall cause to cease. And this is word for leaven, sheor. You should cause leaven to cease.
Mm-hmm.
You might translate this anyone, or it's literally all, everyone who eats. eaters are, you know, every eater, almost every eater of anything. And this word, kamets, they give it anything leavened or something leavened. Now, I'm not sure the reasoning for that. We've got leaven is sheor. Looks like they've got different roots here. But they say for anyone eating anything leavened. This is from Karath. It's a niphal. So it's passive.
And Rosary.
Natural Rosary. Right. Seventh day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So 7 days of unleavened bread shall you, 7 days unleavened bread shall you eat. Indeed, on the first day you shall cause to cease leaven from your houses, for anyone eating anything leavened shall be cut off. That soul shall be cut off from Israel from the first day until the seventh.
That Sha'ar, you said it was leavened?
Sha'or, yeah, Sha'or.
They give here the from root to remain.
To remain.
To remain or to be left over, to be left behind.
You put down leaven here. Okay.
Sha'or itself is a noun, actually, I think it, so it would be remnant. Or remainder.
Anything remaining.
And the chametz is leaven.
Okay.
Is that with a sin or a sheen? Or?
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. That's a sheor. It's a sheor. Sheor is to be hot or to boil up. And masculine, they say it's leaven.
Oh, okay. Sheor. Okay. That's what we have here. I'm sorry. I misread that, too.
Yeah.
Sheor. Okay. So leaven. That's interesting that it fits the other way, too. Well, sheor is leaven, and then chametz was...
Leaven
just leaven itself.
I think
eating leaven.
Chametz is more peculiarly leaven.
Mm-hmm.
The other one may have the idea of it said boil up. In other words, that which puffs something up. Heat up and.
And the other word may be dealing with more the specific substance that is most commonly used for that. Okay. That's unleavened bread. Yeah.
You got matzoh?
So chametz, you see, if chametz is heaven, is leaven, then matzoth could be related to that. So, you know, you got two letters in common at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chametz. That is a hay, isn't it? I got to read. It looked like a chayt in mine. I got to watch his just. It's a chayt. Okay, chametz.
Yeah.
Okay. But it still looks like the matzoth is related to it.
Yeah.
Notice your numbering there in your snaith for verse 15. You've got the teith waw instead of yod hey. That's what you would expect. So that's because they, of course, don't like to put yod hey would be the abbreviation for the tetragrammaton, and that's a no-no.
Metaphorically, it can mean chamutz can mean splendid, but chamutz was a holy mile to be a violent man or oppressor.
It
has the idea of what is leavened or fermented, and histil to be embittered or provoked to anger.
That's one thing to consider. They might have thought of leaven in the connection of fermentation and so forth, and alcohol and that type of thing.
Also means salted or seasoned as an adjective.
No, that means we got to get rid of all salt and so forth too. You know, it'd be interesting to see how literally the Jews took that later on. You know, it can mean any one of these things. So all of these things had to be gotten out of the houses.
The salt of the earth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 11 of the earth. Okay, 16. Peter.
Kulayom ha-rishon mikra kodesh kulayom ha-shivii mikra kodesh yeah. Lakin ko melangkah lo ye ase bahan ak asir ye akel ko nefesh ku levado ye ase lakin. On the first day, is that a participle, calling?
It means they give it as a noun here, a convocation, gathering. So it's probably built from a participle from Kara. You know, all those called together, probably something like that. Yeah, the called out ones, yeah.
Called together.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a holy convocation. That's the way they normally translate it.
Maybe
holy assembly.
Do you think with the
Yeah, you can see how they got the word convocation from it too, from con meaning with, I mean in Latin, and vocal probably, you know, the ones called together, the ones called with each other.
So Mikmija is
convocation. Mhm. Yeah, and the Kodesh is holy. What do they give it?
Like 3 or 4 uses in the King James translated, the
preposition
men, called
into
the sense. You call it in Greek when we had a particle that had when you put it in different letters, it's, you had a consonant that didn't mean anything to me, but still not a syllable, but you had a couple of
morphine?
Morphine.
Yeah. Okay, there's certain morphemes that turn. I think I know what you're talking about. Turning verbs into nouns, that type of like idzo in the end or something like that. Okay.
I was thinking if the main here had a
causative morpheme. Well, it's possibly, it's either min or it's a participle, you know, built from a participial form.
Yeah. I mean, yes, if they had a connection, yes, min as a preposition and the letter main as a causative.
Oh, okay. That's probably what happened in that causative situation, because they probably had a picture of this coming from this, and you know, one thing from another is often because of cause. This happened from this, you see, from this cause, and I can see a connection there. But I'm not sure that whether this word fits into that mode or not. Okay.
And the seventh day is. Gathering, a holy gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It will be to you.
Yeah, you can stop there, maybe. And the seventh day shall be a you know, put the verb there, in other words, the first. Let's see. And on the first day shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day, it shall be to you a holy convocation.
Oh, you go back to that?
Yeah, I think so. Looking at it here, I think that's where we need to put together, because the next thing is the object of another verb.
Okay. All work?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's subject of verb. Well, this shall not be done. This is a nifal, looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. All work shall not be done.
On them.
Mm-hmm. This translates ak as only here.
Only which.
This is passive also, nifal.
Which will be eaten.
Eaten, yeah.
Including
only that which is eaten.
To all that is a soul.
Yeah, you probably want to translate this. Only that which is eaten by every soul, eaten with reference to each soul.
Every soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, does that cover who too?
Well, now take who lived do is the next one.
Okay.
Levado, and that means that alone. That alone. Take the who as a demonstrative here. That alone.
That alone.
Yes.
Yeah,
to you.
To you.
Will be done to you. Or will be done with reference by you, I think is what they mean in the instrumental sense. So he's saying that there, you've got a holy convocation the first and the seventh day, and you shall not do any work, no work shall be done in them, only what must be eaten by each soul, or what is eaten by each soul, that alone may be done by you. In other words, you can only prepare food that's necessary for a person on that day. Nothing was allowed. Okay. Quite idiomatic, most of that is what makes it a little bit hard. All right, 17, back to John.
Ushamantem et hamato ki ba'et hayom hazem korseti et tibotekem me'eret mitzrayim Ushamartim es hayom hazeh ledorotekem hukas olam.
Okay.
And you shall watch or keep the commandments. This commandments which.
Okay, this is hamatzos.
Oh, you shall keep the hamatzos would be. You shall keep the.
The unleavened bread. Yeah, you shall keep the unleavened bread. Or you might say the feast of unleavened bread, but you shall keep the unleavened bread.
The unleavened bread.
This, I don't think we've had etzim before. It means very. I think it's almost like autos in a certain sense in Greek. So it means for on the very day, on this very day.
Because in this very day, let's see, it was from
Yatta. And this is Hithiel.
I will cause to go forth.
Okay. See, we're starting a new series with a key, so you go ahead and translate that in perfect. For on this very day, I brought out. Oh, I caused to go forth.
Okay. I caused to go forth. Your host from the land of Egypt.
Right.
And you shall watch or keep. You shall keep this day.
Right.
The door for generations.
Yeah, for your generation.
For your generations.
That's the statute again, or ordinance.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you shall keep this day for your generation a statute forever.
Right, good. You shall keep this day for your generations a statute forever. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, we keep doing this, you'll actually... Yeah. It doesn't really take too much, though. It's just a few points here and there. You know, and sometimes they trip you up. But... you'd be amazed. After we've done a bunch of this, you know, it gets easier and easier and easier. And
as we say, is a hipsteel perfect one yod, right?
Right. From Yotze.
I almost think it would be a whole poem a little bit, but not.
Yeah, it almost starts to look that way, doesn't it? Because you don't.
Oh, but the one yod always takes that whole
while. Yeah, they always take the cholam well, and then with the aleph, you get the quiescent aleph there, so you get a tseri, and that, so you kind of lose. Sometimes you can usually tell with the hirik yod too, but if a verb loses that first position and then loses the other too, it's sometimes tricky to tell what they are. Some of them, they don't even know for sure what they are. You know, they're not used enough. They've lost so much that it could be several possibilities. Well. Oh, they do read commandments. Well, you can see the similarity. Mitzvah, you know, for commandment, mitzvot. And it would only be vowel points that make a difference. That's why when John read it, he probably just knew, you know, how mitzvot, you know. Oh, they it reads mitzvah? Oh, okay, so it is not even the plural form then. Okay, so there's a different reading entirely. And it fits too, you know, you shall observe the commandment or you shall observe the unleavened bread. I suppose, and they might be thinking too, because it doesn't say feast of or something. It's kind of hard just to observe unleavened bread, unless they're using it as a technical term already. So either it's being used as a technical term or the word is commandment. Okay, verse 18, Tony.
Barishon.
That Aleph is quiescent, that's what tricks you.
I don't think there's a hidden vowel.
Oh, yeah, that's only because of one of the dots is for the sheen and the other dot's the colon. First dot is just the dot marking sheen, and the second one's a colon. Or you could have. Depends on how they print this, but you could look at it as Barioson, or excuse me, yeah, you could. You actually could, because you could take the other two dots conjoined and have two columns there. But it is Rishon. Okay. Ba'arba'ah, kidney. It's a part of a number. Ba'arba'ah.
Asar, yom, lachodesh, ba'erev, tiokalu.
Mm-hmm, tokalu.
Vesod, ad, yom, ha'echezim.
Echad. Mine looks like a. Let me check the text over here. Well, it is echad. My green looks like an echad, but it's echad.
So does this one.
Yours looks that way too. My snake looks real clear. What is it? Biblia Hebraica, is it printed pretty clear there?
Yeah, echad.
Okay, echad. Jots and tittles again. This green is real poor on those chait and haze.
Where Esterim?
Mm-hmm.
La Kodesh.
Okay.
Yeah. In the one, in the 410 day.
Mm-hmm. Esarim is 20. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to go from the first day, from the 14th day to the first day in the same month in that order, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, to the new moon or to the month, you know, Kodesh is normally. Well, it's really, I think, the same word for new moon, too, because that's how they mark their months. Yeah, but Erev is in the evening. Yeah. So the 21st day of the month in the evening. So there's, okay, that's first
Kodesh is month, and La Kodesh would be for,
to the month. To the month, yeah. And now in the very first phrase, it's a little bit unusual here. We've got Barashon, and then you've got in the 14th. So it's in the first, in the 14th day of the month. And in the first month is what they mean. Most of your commentators make a note about that, and they say this is customary idiom for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do they?
Oh,
yes. Okay, they just use Rishon there too. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the first, yeah, yeah. There's enough precedent for that. I think there's one place where it's in the third month too. I think in the narrative when, later on when they're going in the wilderness. It was in the third, and then it goes on, you know, and it's got to be months because it goes on to talk about days. Okay, yeah, this is a long chapter. So we will be on this, we'll see. Yeah. We may not cover it all, but.
We're doing about 9 verses a day.
We're doing pretty good today.
Okay. Was there, I guess there's no more questions on that. Verse 19, yeah, it's your turn, Eric.
Shiva, Yamin, Shaol, Lo, Yimte, the Seifen, Ki, Kol, Ochel,
Mach, Metet. Mach, Metet, neat word.
Ritha.
Yeah. Winnik Ritha.
Anefesh, Haki, Meada, Israel, Sager, Ruf, Ha, Ezra, Haere.
Okay. Yeah, you might translate for 7 days. You know, 7 days leaven shall not be found. Passive form there. Yeah, nifal. Yeah. So 7 days leaven shall not be found.
In your house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might. This is a participle for just eating, for anyone eating, which you might try to, for all who eat or everyone eating, anyone eating. This they must be deriving from the verb as a participle. Anything leavened is what they've got here. Anyone eating anything leavened. Yeah, that soul shall be cut off. That's why it's feminine there. So soul is feminine. Yeah, that soul shall be cut off.
From the congregation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got here among... You know, it's the preposition base with ger is aliens or strangers. And then among the natives they give here. So among the aliens and among the natives of the land. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it looks like, it's just covering everybody, whether they're aliens or natives of the land. Seems to be a contrast there. Okay, so either strangers or the natives. Okay, let's see. That was verse 19, so we'll pick up verse 20.